Julie, ever tell you about my cousin Lester?
No, and I appreciate it.
Well, your luck has run out. My cousin Lester always wanted to be an engineer on a train, but he was kind of stupid. Anyway, one day he goes for an interview, and the guy says, "All right, Lester, now listen to this. I want you to tell me what to do. Train, you're the engineer, right? It's going down the track. You go around a big curve. All of a sudden you see coming at you 100 miles an hour another train on the same track. Now what do you do?"
What did Lester say?
Well, Lester said, "Well, let me get this straight. I'm an engineer of a train. Train is going 90 miles an hour around a curve. And there's another train coming on the same track right at me." Guy said, "That's right. What would you do?" Lester said, "Well, I'd call my sister."
"What?"
"Right there. I'll call my sister."
And the guy said, "Well, why would you call your sister?"
Lester said, "Well, she ain't never seen a train wreck before."
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome
back. Don't tell me Arnold's absent again today.
Mr. Carter, Arnold's absent again today.
Thanks a lot, Vinny. Let me know if you get here.
Hey, Mr. Carter. Not only has Horseshack been out of school all week, he ain't been nowhere.
Yeah, he's just a little nowhere man.
You know, Arnold might be staying away because of remarks just like that.
Well, don't be ridiculous. He can't hear those remarks. He ain't even here.
Arnold?
It is not Arnold, Mr. Carter. My name is Abu Karim Hassan.
Hey, Arnold, you always falling asleep in class and all, but it's the first time you ever wore his nightgown.
Mr. Carter, I have found religion. I now walk in the footsteps of the master, the great prophet, the Baba Bibi.
Mr. Carter, that Baba Bibi, is that like junior achievement?
No, the Baba Bibis are a religious cult, right, Arnold?
The Bibis are the only true cult, Mr. Carter. It all happened last week as I was walking down Ludlam Place when suddenly I was approached by this girl. Oh, a vision of loveliness, I might add, who took my hand and walked with me.
I thought the cops cleaned up that area.
She told me that I was beautiful. Her name, Kali Kalu. Formerly Miss Debbie Rothenberg of Forest Hills.
So what happened then?
Then she took me to the Baba's holy shrine, and I learned two things which I shall never forget. Love a lot of people, sell a lot of flowers.
Arnold, Abu, could you check your tambourine and sit down. I'd like to discuss this with you later, okay? But right now, let's open our workbooks. Now, close your workbooks.
Which one of your animals did it?
What?
Somebody's painted a big sign on the front door of the school saying Baba loves the whole world. Now, who is this girl, Baba? She must be in your class.
It is I, Abu Karim Hassan, who wrote that message of love. Beautiful flowers for a very beautiful person, Mr. Woodman. That'll be 35 cents.
What's with this weirdo?
Arnold has had a religious experience, Mr. Woodman. He's joined the cult of Baba Bibi.
Baba Bibi? You mean the one who brainwashes young people? My kind of guy.
How does the place look, honey?
Julie, relax. Mrs. Horshack is a woman with four kids. To her, this place is going to look neat.
Well, honey, what would you do if one of the girls joined one of those religious cults?
Okay, girls, now which one of you try to sell your mother a flower?
You?
Did you do it? Yes, I think somebody shaved her head. Look, whoa, whoa, yeah. Come on, you go to sleep now. You go to sleep now.
Maybe Arnold's just going through a phase. You know, when I was a teenager in Nebraska, I joined a hippie commune for 3 days.
Why only 3 days?
I got thrown out. They caught me doing my nails.
I get it. They caught you doing your nails.
All right.
Mr. Carter, hello. I'm Arnold Horshack's mother.
I would have never guessed. Now I know where he gets it.
No, I got it from him.
Come on in, let me take it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
This is my wife, Julie. Julie, this is Mrs. Horshack.
Oh, so nice to meet you, Mrs. Horshack.
Oh, actually, it's Mrs. O'Hara. I had Arnold by a previous mistake.
Flowergram from the Baba. For you. No charge.
Come in, Arnold.
Abu, it has come to my ears that the mother of the former Arnold Horshack is here.
Look who it is. My son, the religious fanatic.
Mother, you must not ridicule something just because it's different. Isn't that what you teach, Mr. Cutter?
Well, I try to tell you...
Arnold, I'm not ridiculing it because I don't understand and it's different. I'm ridiculing it because it's crazy.
Mother, please, as the great one says, what is, what was, will be. What will be was, but will be again.
That's a beautiful sentiment, Arnold.
Make a great bumper sticker.
Oh, Mr. Cotter, it is more than mere sentiment. It is the very cornerstone with which I want to build my entire life.
Arnold, listen to me. You're making a very important decision. Don't you think you're being a little hasty about it?
Are you listening, Arnold?
Abu.
Arnold, this is an adult man with a mustache talking.
But, Mother, you do not understand. Now I have a whole new family. And friends who truly love me.
But Arnold, what about the Sweathogs? They're your old friends. They really love you.
Love me. Love me. Love me, Mr. Cutter! They do not love me. What am I to them? Except someone that they can laugh at, that they can poke fun of, that they can taunt and tease.
Oh, at least it's a start, Arnold.
They have put me down for the last time. That is why I have come here to tell you that I am quitting school and moving to the Baba's Holy Commune, just adjacent to the shopping center in Nyack.
A commune? You're going to a commune? All right. Just remember, when you're out there rolling in the dirt and the wheezing starts in, as it will, I just pray your Baba knows a good allergist.
Arnold, we've been friends for a long time. Let's talk about this.
Oh, Mr. Cutter, words mean nothing. And as the great one says, talk is cheap.
You! Arsha! Why are you wearing that dress? And what are you doing here so late?
Ah, Mr. Cummins, I am about to depart these hallowed halls for a place where love flourishes.
Ain't you a little young to be going to a massage parlor?
Ah, Mr. Cummins, I will not say farewell, for we shall meet again in a higher place.
Not tonight. I already finished the third floor.
Program you want a Horseshack for your own good.
Oh, you can torture me, but I shall never reveal my mantra.
Well, nobody wants to see your mantra.
Forget about that, Freddy. Now, I saw how to do this on the Eyewitness News. Hey, you, repeat after me. My name is Arnold Horseshack.
No, my name is Abu Karim Hassan. What is, what was, will be. What will be, was, but will be again.
We better hurry up. I'm starting to understand them.
Now, look, Arnold, we're going to keep you here all night without any food, without any water.
That's right.
What care I for food and water? For I am nourished by the fruit of the Baba's teachings. It keeps me pure, and I don't break out.
Well, let's see if there is any reality here.
Put him in there. All right.
You're going to live your whole life, Arnold, right here in the men's room.
That's right. After we're true with you, you won't care what that Baba teaches you.
Because when you mess with the sweat hogs, your Baba don't made a boo-boo.
Your name is Arnold Horseshack. Your name is Arnold Horseshack. Your name is Arnold Horseshack. Say it. Your name is Arnold Horseshack. Say it. Your name is Arnold Horseshack. Say it. Your name is Arnold.
What was. What isn't, isn't. What you didn't do before, you did.
My name is Abu Karim Hassan. What is. What was, will be. What will be, was, but will be again.
Arnold, what's going on here?
Oh! Oh, Mr. Cutter. Thank the Baba you've arrived. These boys here kept me awake all night, trying to force me to renounce my faith.
Now, come on, wake up. Wake up, let's go. Wake up.
Hey, Minnie, where are we?
Get up, Freddy. Come on, get up. What's the matter with you guys? You can't force someone to give up their religious beliefs just because you don't like them. What did I teach you 3 weeks ago about freedom of religion?
And no fair giving us a pop quiz in a men's room.
Go ahead. Go to class. I want to talk to Arnold.
Your name is Arnold Horseshack.
You Horseshack.
Your name is Arnold Horseshack.
Come on.
Your name is Mr. Cotter. Your name is
Forgive them, Mr. Cutter. They are but sheep, and you are the shepherd. Guide them well to the next day's grazing.
What about you, Arnold?
Abu, I must be going to join the Baba.
Arnold, are you sure you're going to be happy there?
Oh, Mr. Cutter, may the Baba bless you. But as the Majestic One says, when it's right, you know it.
Baba watches a lot of TV. Arnold, you know, I've been doing a little research about the Baba and his BBs.
Oh, and you wish to join us? What size sheet do you wear?
Do you know that the Baba takes care of your clothes, your money, all your worldly possessions are his?
I am aware of the Baba's yearly garage sale.
Arnold, he can tell you everything. He tells you if you want to get married, he tells you who to marry. He tells you when you can get married. He tells you how many children you can have.
Well, someone has to tell me.
Arnold, listen to me. Try and understand what I'm saying. What about you? You want? Is this what you really want? Do you want someone telling you what to do all the time? Arnold, that's not religion. That's slavery.
Please, Mr. Carter, you must help me.
Why, Arnold, you want to change your mind?
No, I want to stand up. I've been sitting like this all night long. Goodbye, Mr. Carter.
Aren't you going to say goodbye to your friends?
And let them sink their claws into my flesh once more?
Arnold, let's not be dramatic, all right? I think you owe them a goodbye.
As you wish.
Come on, wake up. School starts in 10 minutes, and Arnold has something to say to you guys.
Goodbye, little Juan. Goodbye, Frederick. Goodbye, Vincent.
Hey, Arnold. You remember that time I told you the school dance was a costume party?
Oh, yes.
And you believe me?
Yes, huh? I remember.
Yeah? And you came with aluminum foil wrapped all around you like you was a baked potato.
It wasn't so bad until you put the sour cream in my hair.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that, Arnold. You deserve a lot better than being treated like a side dish.
Arnold Horshack? Hey, look, I'm sorry about all those times and, you know, that I've been ranking on you. You know, like that time, you know, like that time that I said that you were so skinny that you needed to rent a shadow. You remember that?
And then you said I looked like a pelican with a permanent.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I must go now.
Wait a second. I ain't talked to you yet. Look, I could understand you leaving to go do something important like, you know, the roller derby. Or becoming a parking attendant or something like that. You know, something with a future. But this going off with the tambourine bumps. Now, come on, where are your scruples?
But they want me, Vincent.
Arnold, do you think that we would waste our best drinks on you if we didn't want you?
But they say they love me.
Well, we love you too.
Arnold, we love you too.
Yeah, but don't expect us to tell you that.
Why am I finding all of this out now, when it's too late? Goodbye, my friends.
Well, I guess we were about a week late with our sentiments.
Carter! There are 20 people in front of the school in sheets. It looks like a musical laundry line. And I'm running a high school, not a white sale. Oh, wow!
Hey, look at all the hippies.
Where's Arnold?
Honestly, I don't know place. I don't know where he is.
Hi, Baba. All right, gentlemen. What say you repeat the part about how you all love me, but you can't say it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Going back to my office, this display of love is making me nauseous.
Hey, Arnold, good to have you back.
Oh, Mr. Cutter, well, you know the old saying, what is, ain't. What was, could not possibly be. And what will be, is happening. Right here.
Mr. Woodman, before you leave, there's something I gotta tell you.
Not another one of your uncle jokes.
No, I can't think of an uncle joke. This is cute. These two flies are on the ceiling, right? One looks at the other one and says, "Hey, your man is open."
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
Where we need you. Back here, where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.